The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Come on, I ain't got all day.
Morning, Homestead Property, how may I help you?
Can I speak to Gavin Stead, please?
Who's calling, please?
Wendy Colcliffe.
Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Colcliffe. Mr. Stead won't be in the office today, may I help?
I've been trying to get an appointment with him about renting a shop. His letter said I should give him a bell, only he's never in.
One moment, please, Miss Colcliffe.
Blimey, Wilf, they're playing that daft music in an empty baked bean tin now.
Out like Six Times Building Society. You'll be hanging on for ages. Shall I pour you another?
Go on, I'll have a Diet Coke.
Miss Colcliffe?
Yeah?
It seems I have a note from Mr. Stead to go ahead with the appointment in his place.
Oh, won't I be seeing Gav? I mean Mr. Stead.
It'll be me, actually. I think I can just squeeze you in late. 4:30, all right?
Okie dokie. I suppose it'll have to be.
I look forward to meeting you then. To the pit.
Bit brusque, I must say. Then, again, we don't mess about, us Queens of Commerce.
Diet Coke, Your Highness.
Ah.
Never got hold of your brummy friend, then?
Gav, no. Some bird who didn't give a name.
Only I couldn't help overhearing.
Well, you never can.
I'm going in for a shop, eh? With the recession on.
Mr. Major told me we're on the road to recovery. Anyhow, ain't a bursting at the seams in here.
Ah, rain, see. Mr. Fish told me it's not going to stop. Good job, really. Elaine Anna turned up.
She ain't frightened of getting her perm wet. Lover's tip, is it?
Eh? Lover's tip? Don't be daft.
What's the problem then, Wilfred?
I not a clue. I'll have to go and see her later. Just for see what problem is like.
Nev? Are you hiding behind that paper all day?
I'm looking for a job, if you must know. You made it perfectly clear what you think of me. I'm a shirker. A no-hoper. I'm boring.
Rubbish. I never said you were a no-hoper.
Oh, you can make comparisons now. Compared to a globe-trotting electrician, I'm boring. Compared to Anthony Hopkins up there, I'm boring.
Oh, don't be pathetic.
Oh, why won't you marry me then?
Nev, I keep saying, we can't afford it.
I don't mean a gold stagecoach and a five-tier cake. Let's just sneak off to Gretna Green.
I'm not even sneaking off to Sneak Green.
It's 'cause of him. This fancy bloke at work.
It's nothing to do with him. Oh, I've had enough. I'm going to work.
Oh, that's right. Walk out.
I seem to be making rather a habit of this, barging in on fisticuffs.
It's okay, Lou. Come in, Duck. Ooh, clock the bow tie.
You like it?
Robin Day's never in it. You look a right Bobby Dazzler. You going to a wedding?
Not Aussie, innit?
Shut up,
Nev. I'm going to see my agent. I promised to give Wendy a hand on the market for a while, and then I'm travelling down to Birmingham. I shouldn't be too long if the rain holds off.
Well, I hope you go on all right, Duck.
I hope you go on all right, Duck.
Take no notice of him.
Well, you think more of him than you do me. And he's only been here 5 minutes.
Oh, you talk rubbish.
No, really, Cheryl, allow Nev to make his point.
Yeah, my point is this. Now, when I fetched you in, she had you down immediately as a con man. Now, next minute, you're lionised. Child molester to Bobby Dazzler, just like that.
So where are you going now?
For a walk. And I'll be back when I get some flaming respect round here.
Some turnaround, Obviously, I've lost a friend.
No, Yana. I'm still your friend.
He's right, I'm afraid. I've outstayed my welcome. I'll move on, Mrs. B. Sorry, Cheryl.
We'll see. I mean, it depends on your agent, Lou.
Oh, dicey game acting. I hope I can depend on her.
Elaine! Afternoon, Duck. Are you in?
Damn visitors again. Bob, will you get this back door?
Elaine, I knew you'd in because your light's on. I've been ringing drunk bell for ages.
We don't want any visitors today, thank you.
Are you all right, Duck?
No, I'm half left.
Oh, come on, Duck, let me in. It's teeming down.
Oh, look at the state of this floor. It wants a good mopping. All right, I'm coming. Oh, chuffy, Mike.
Oh, I'm wet through here. Elaine, Duck, are you all right? Here, let's get you in a chair. You're in a right mess. No wonder you hadn't turned in for work.
You're all wet. I kept telling Bob to answer it.
Bob wouldn't answer it, Duchess.
He must be in bed. He's on nights this week.
Yeah, that's it. Sit down. Where's Dawn? Is she in?
She's asleep. In her cot.
Oh. I think we'd better make you some coffee, don't you? Sit there.
I didn't expect you today. If I'd knew you were coming, I'd have given this floor a mop.
Yeah, well, never mind that. Where's your kettle?
And I certainly wouldn't have been in my nightie.
No, it matches.
It's side draw.
I'll make some coffee, black. Sober you up. Then you can tell me all about it. All right.
Ask yourselves, ladies and gents, how does this girl make a living with prices like these? No, but near top quality. Christmas round the corner, you just cannot afford to look a gift horse in the gob.
Feast your eyeballs on this, ladies and gentlemen, this 30-piece microwave oven dishwasher-friendly dinner set at a fabulous knockdown price of...
20 quid.
Thought you said 10.
It's gone up. We've got a full house.
£20, ladies and gentlemen. Just £20. Do I have any takers?
Yeah.
Sold to that woman in the pink anorak and blue slacks.
Thanks very much, Duck. See? Doddle.
I did rather well, didn't I?
Well, you can come and work in my shop any time, old son. Thanks, Duck.
You're giving the market up, then?
Got my eyes on the big time, darling. And I've got an interview this afternoon.
The spirit of enterprise, eh? Oh, then I wish you the best of luck, Wendy.
You having another bash?
I'd love to, but like I say, I'm moving fast today.
Some other time, then.
Perhaps. If Zed Cars isn't making a comeback.
Here, this 20 quid. You earned it.
Oh, my love, I couldn't.
Take a tenner, then. No. Remember your friends when you make it big.
I will, Wendy. I will. Goodbye, my love.
Good luck, Lou. Break a leg. Come on now, ladies and gentlemen. I've got this 30-piece candy dinner set here. That's like he said.
Oh, you're back. What's up? Why all the bags?
Sit down, Cheryl.
I'm heading for Gran's for getting heavy.
Sit down.
Where have you been?
Thinking. We're not right, Cheryl. I don't know what's up with us. It's been going downhill fast ever since we lost Charlotte.
I know it has.
Then I got busted for drugs. Lost me job. Went on me personal crusade trying to put things right. Make amends. Never come off, did it? You never understood what I was trying to achieve.
Hold on. It's not that I didn't understand.
Oh, you didn't understand. Never even tried.
It was the money.
Oh, we've got money now and look at us.
I know. We've drifted apart, Nev.
So I thought it best all round if I went.
Where will you go?
Saw an old teacher friend today, said it'd be okay if I stayed till I get myself sorted.
Will you go back home or get a flat, perhaps?
I thought about a flat. Can't be easy, though, without a job. Luckily, Georgie's got a room.
Okay.
Oh, look, Cheryl, there's still a chance.
A chance for what?
Oh, for us to stay together. Now, if we got married...
I keep saying...
I know, but if we did, we could patch it up. Get back on our feet. Think of Nevy.
I am thinking of him. We nearly lost him because of you.
For Christ's sakes, will you let that lie? If it wasn't for you having a fling, that'd have never happened in the first place.
Let go of me,
Neville. Please, Cheryl, let's give it a go. If you say yes, I'll settle down.
You're hurting me arms.
I'll settle down and we'll go from there. If you say no...
Sorry, Nev.
It's Georgie's spare bed, then. Well, I'll tell you this, Cheryl. The conversation will be a damn sight more stimulating than what happened at Brimley Potts. She's head of English.
She? This Georgie's a woman, is she? That's where you've been spending all your time, is it? With some brainy tart?
She's so predictable. She's an old colleague helping me out, that's all.
Are you sure that's all? Or is this just because I've been seeing another bloke?
I ought to clock you on for that.
Go on. Won't be the first time.
But that's not going to happen, is it, Nev? Oh, Nev, Cheryl, surely not more drama.
I wouldn't waste my energy on her.
Please, Nev, think about what you're doing.
Let him go. I couldn't care less.
Oh, we all know that.
But, Nev...
Yeah, don't worry. It's been on the cards for months.
Look, Cheryl, my love, stop him.
You heard him. He's got somebody else.
Surely not. Who are you phoning?
Well, it's not the Samaritans, if that's what you think. Me gran, I want Nevy home.
Look, I'll do that. You cry it out, love.
I'll do it. I'm on me own now.
Look, I'm sorry, my love. Well, I'm not really sorry. I've got a job, you see. My agents finally pulled it off. Panto in Bournemouth, as a matter of fact.
What? Oh, I'm very pleased for you, Doc.
I wish I was leaving different circumstances, I must say. I never got a chance to thank old Nev, not properly. Still, I can thank you. Here, this is my final payment. And an extra £10. I earned that on the market stall, you know. It's for my little chum. Well, I have to pack, so... Do you need a shoulder to cry on, love?
Hello, Gran. Yeah, it's Cheryl. Can you fetch Nevy? No, nothing's up. No, honest. I just need him, that's all. Gran, just shut up and fetch him for Pete's sake.
Do you want any more of this coffee?
Oh, no, Tar Wilf. I'm all right now.
Elaine, why didn't you say out? I would help the deuced.
Would you, lovey? I didn't think I'd get much sympathy. I couldn't tell I don't. So we were just bottling it up, putting on a brave face.
Yeah, well, you're daft.
I know I'm daft. I hit the bottle, didn't I? Oh, we're doing ever so well and all. I miss my meetings, you see, with the advisory service, because I were working for you.
Oh, perhaps you were just after an excuse for drink.
Well, it's a fair excuse. It's 1,200 quid.
Oh, you're not kidding. Well, what made you get in so deep? I mean, how did you manage it?
Oh, I kept getting these letters. I didn't look at them, so I shoved them in that drawer. Mm.
Where is that card? It wants cutting up.
Oh, Dave at the office took it off me. Oh. That were ages ago. And now they keep ringing me up. That bit of plastic were my best friend at one time.
Yeah, well, you've got me now. I'm your friend.
You never said that last week. You ran a mile.
Well, it would have shocked, Duck, that's why.
I bet you had a shock when you opened that door.
Yeah, well, we'll not rush into things, Elaine. Give it time. Anyhow, I'm here now. And if you're in debt, I'm going to help you.
Oh, it's ever so good of you, Wilf. It's a lot of money, is 1,200 quid.
I know. So, first thing tomorrow, I'm going to run you down that Citizens Advice Bureau.
You what?
Aye. Well, if anybody knows about debt, they do.
Oh. Tell very much.
Good afternoon. Can I help you?
Yeah, I think I spoke to you earlier about an appointment with Mr. Stead.
You did indeed. It's Miss Cowcliff, isn't it?
Wendy. Sorry I'm a bit late.
Welcome through, Wendy. I'm sorry Gav's not around. Oh, sorry, Mr. Stead's not around, but I am abreast of this matter. It's that nice little shop in Hanley, isn't it?
That's right, yeah.
Well, sit down, love. Oh, yes, you're in safe hands. My name's Sue, by the way. Sue Pritchard.
Mark Bickerton wrote today's episode of The Cold Cloths, which was devised by Tony Perrin. The serial's been created and produced independently by Mike Hockwood.
The Cold Cloths return with another episode tomorrow.